Corporal Deanna Fontaine is the media relations officer with the Alberta RCMP. Corporal, thank you very much for joining us on the line. Cyberbullying. I saw this as a Facebook post on the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Facebook page that cyberbullying is still seeming to be a problem at this particular point, especially with the long winter days, weeks, and months that we've endured around the province. As a little bit of an icebreaker here, Corporal, just get your comments on the fact that cyberbullying is still quite a big problem.
Absolutely. With kids on their personal devices and on social media, a number of different platforms, the root of cyberbullying is often how users interact using social networking sites and how they're, messaging and texting or posting and interacting with each other in a way that becomes negative or uncomfortable, and potentially that bullying takes place online through those platforms. And we would encourage anyone to talk to their parents or their teachers, or if it becomes to the extent that it's criminal, to reach out to the police.
Some of the common places you just touched on, Deanna, that happen as far as cyberbullying, especially with the age of the mobile devices. It seems like everybody has mobile devices. How common is that with the mobile devices being, I guess, not only your best friend, but could sometimes be your worst enemy in the same sentence?
Well, and when we talk to youth in schools or on individual investigations, we let children and youth know that no matter what you do online, whether it's messaging, texting, or posting a picture, it's potentially online forever. And the other piece is that device is with them all the time, potentially, depending on what their access is to their personal device. So that also means that anyone who may be bullying you or harassing you or bothering you has access to you all the time, potentially. So it can become a very serious situation. It can have a very negative impact on a person's well-being, their mental health, and their personal situation in a very negative way. So it can become a very serious situation and can have a very, very serious impact on a person's quality of life.
Corporal, is it more targeted with youth, with cyberbullying rather than adults, or how much of an equal balance is it between the two genres?
So although I can't speak to specific statistics, we do see cases of bullying online with youth as well as adults. What we need to remember is that youth are still developing as individuals and may not have the same coping skills or communication skills or ability to address those behaviors, and may not feel safe reporting those negative behaviors or suspicious activity to others, and may not be as able to protect themselves online as an adult would be. So they're much more vulnerable in these cases than an adult would be. So, we have an obligation as parents, teachers, important adults in these youth's lives to help support them and be there for them through these situations. And our advice to parents and people in these youth's lives is to maintain good, open, honest lines of communication to ensure they feel comfortable approaching you should they encounter these situations, so that they can be supported to report, to create a situation where if it becomes criminal, it can be investigated and potentially, criminal charges if they're supported.
If they go in that direction, is that vulnerability still present, or is it present just in general with the seniors population?
Of course. And, in terms of, what we tend to see more of with the senior population are persons engaging in fraudulent, scams, and bullying seniors into giving into fraud scams online. And whether it's online or over the phone, still the number of scams that are out there. But it will take on at times that sort of bullying nature, that pressure sales, or that pressuring aspect to it as well.
Corporal, how easy is it to fall into a trap of, I guess, sort of getting yourself hooked with being online and on your mobile devices, especially with the long winter days that have happened over the last 3 months or so?
I mean, I can't speak to that. You'd have to speak to experts in terms of users and that. But I know that based on some of the research provided by Stats Canada, that our mobile device use and use of our platforms has increased dramatically throughout the pandemic. And even just our device time has increased. And I know overall, at least, we have seen an increase in instances of online like harassment, stalking throughout the pandemic.
What are some of the steps to either solve this problem, either from an RCMP point of view or from a user point of view, to either solve or prevent cyberbullying from happening?
There's a few things. So we ask people to, we encourage anyone to report instances where they feel that criminal activities have been conducted via the internet or through the electronic communication device and maybe in contravention of the criminal code. And so we encourage people to report to the police. And advice for anyone, including youth, is that no matter what you do online, whether it's messaging, texting, or posting, it's online forever. So if you wouldn't, you know, say it in person, you know, we would encourage you not to do so online, and that your personal information should be kept safe. And if you wouldn't give your personal information, you know, birth date, phone number, or to a stranger on the street, please do not do so online. And if you do encounter something that you're, you know, not comfortable with or feel is criminal, that you should talk to someone, especially a youth or as an adult, if you feel it's criminal, please do reach out to the local police and report.
Corporal Deanna Fontaine is the Media Relations Officer with the Alberta RCMP. Corporal, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem at all.